The name David French is one that's little known outside political circles. But for a few weeks last summer, many conservative activists nationwide were saying the lawyer and writer living in Middle Tennessee was the guy to stop Donald Trump. French's harsh criticisms of the president-elect unleashed a torrent of online abuse, but French says he has no intention of backing down now. Chaz Sisk of Here Now contributor Nashville Public Radio sat down with him recently and has our story.
A wave of hate has engulfed David French and his family for most of the past year. Threats that intruded deep into his family's lives.
We had a weird incident where somebody literally broke into a phone call my wife was on with her father and began yelling profanities, supporting Trump.
Also, gruesome videos of suicides and murders posted to his wife's blog, and depictions of his daughter, whom his family adopted from Ethiopia, being tortured. What brought it on? French is a writer for National Review, an icon of conservatism, and throughout last year's election cycle, he repeatedly attacked the self-described alt-right, a movement that he calls racist and vicious. To those people, going after Trump makes him a traitor.
You know, when you're talking about fringe characters, sometimes they get angrier at people that they think are betraying their cause than they are at the other side.
French accuses alt-right activists of attempting to intimidate him into silence. So he alerted local police to the threats. French and his family also went over security measures, including firearms. But for the most part, they've strived to maintain normalcy.
We didn't buy new weapons. I mean, we're pretty well stocked up as it is. No, it's just a matter of how often do you carry? Do you go from sometimes when you think you might be in a more dangerous place to always? So you go to always.
That fight has propelled French from obscurity to a national figure. That's despite living and working out of the small Middle Tennessee community of Zion, a crossroads that dates back two centuries, centered around a conservative Presbyterian church. French, his wife, and their three school-aged children are members. Living in such a community helps him as a writer. Too many conservative commentators are based in Washington or New York, he says.
You know, there were pundits all over America writing about Donald Trump who didn't know a single Donald Trump voter. I mean, if you're living in D.C., you know, the most you're probably going to meet is somebody who's willing to support him if he got the nomination, but he was their last choice. That would be that most enthusiastic Trump supporter who wasn't on the campaign payroll that you would encounter.
His prominence hit a crescendo in early June. That's when conservative writer Bill Kristol floated French as a dark horse alternative to Trump. Kristol pointed to French's conservative credentials, his degree from Harvard Law School, his service in Iraq with the Army Reserve, and his roots in Middle America. French ultimately turned down the chance to run for president, so the mantle eventually passed to Evan McMullen, a former intelligence officer living in Utah who ran as an independent. That's who French voted for, but plenty of people in his church and community went for Trump, even close friends who knew French and his family were under threat.
Does that change the way you think of them in any way or sort of?
Look, I mean, here's the deal, you know, and this is something that I say again and again is if you walk into a voting booth and you're looking at three names, and those names are Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Gary Johnson. I'm not going to think ill of any person who looks at those three names and goes, you know what, Donald Trump's not my favorite, but amongst those three, I think he'd do better. I totally get that.
French believes Republican voters like the fighter in Donald Trump. His slogan, Make America Great Again, was an easy message to grasp, like the Obama campaign's promises of hope and change. But he thinks what really got evangelicals to turn out was Trump's promise to appoint Supreme Court justices who oppose abortion.
You know, if you're pro-life, you're looking at abortion and you're saying, look, this is the intentional killing of an innocent human being that is sanctioned and permitted by law. It's a monstrous injustice. Monstrous. This was the number one counter-argument to me. And it's the one that came the closest to persuading me to vote for him, to be honest.
French, however, believes Trump has built his appeal on a nationalist identity that excludes many people, like his daughter, born in Africa. French hopes he's wrong about Trump. He hopes the president-elect will show a different side once in the White House. But if that doesn't turn out to be the case, French says he's prepared to criticize and endure the wave of hate once again. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk.